在之前连续的三个主日，我们透过马可福音第一章21-28节一同查考了基督赶逐污鬼权柄的信息。
For the past three Sundays we have been studying the authority of Christ in casting out the unclean spirits in Mark chapter 1 verses 21-28。
那是安息日在加百农的会堂里所发生的事情。
And this happened in the Capernaum synagogue on the Sabbath.
我想你应该还记得，但是在施洗的约翰下到监里面之后，耶稣从犹大地回到自己的家乡拿撒勒，开始了他公开传道的事工。
You might still remember that it happened after John the Baptist was imprisoned and Jesus had returned to his hometown in Nazareth from Judea and had begun his public preaching ministry.
耶稣首先在他自己的家乡拿撒勒的会堂里，他特别引用了以赛亚书第61章的1-2节的经文，宣告自己就是以色列向来所等候所盼望的弥赛亚。
Jesus began at the synagogue in his hometown in Nazareth where he quoted Isaiah chapter 61 to proclaim that he is the Messiah whom the Israelites had long awaited and hoped for.
并且耶稣也向他家乡的人传扬悔改的信息。
And Jesus proclaimed to these people in his hometown the message of repentance.
但是拿撒勒的犹太人拒绝了耶稣，并且想要害他。
But the Jews in Nazareth rejected Jesus and attempted to harm him.
从此耶稣带着门徒离开了拿撒勒，将他的事工转到了加百农。
As a result, Jesus and his followers left Nazareth and moved their ministry to Capernaum.
那里后来就成了耶稣事工的主要基地。
Where this place would later become his base for ministry.
马可的继续就是从那里重新接续上。
And it is there where Mark picks up the narrative again.
第一章的21节告诉我们，到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日里进了会堂教训人。
And they went into Capernaum and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching.
耶稣在加百农的会堂教训人的时候发生了两个事件。
Two things happened while Jesus was teaching the crowd in the Capernaum synagogue.
第一，马可特别说明，就是22节他特别说明了众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Firstly, Mark has specified that they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught as one who had authority and not as the scribes.
第二件是特别的事情，就是我们刚刚查考过的，耶稣在会堂里面显明了权柄，赶逐了那附在人身上的污鬼。
Secondly, just as we had studied, Jesus manifested his authority by casting out the unclean spirit that had possessed a person.
今天我们要照着马可继续的顺序，一起来查考关于耶稣基督医治的全能。
Today, we shall study the power of Christ in healing as according to Mark.
请大家和我一起翻开马可福音第一章。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章我们要从第29节一直看到第34节。
Mark chapter 1, we shall read from verses 29-34.
29节，他们一出会堂就同着雅各约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。
And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John.
西门的岳母正害热病躺着，有人告诉耶稣。
Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her.
耶稣近前拉着她的手，扶她起来，热就退了，她 就服侍他们。
And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And the fever left her, and she began to serve them.
天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前。
That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons.
合成的人都聚集在门前。
And the whole city was gathered together at the door.
耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him.
在耶稣时代，犹太人在安息日的聚会一般是从上午开始，然后呢到中午结束。
In the days of Jesus, during the Sabbath, the Jews would normally gather in the morning up till noon.
犹太人安息日聚会时间可以有三到四个小时之久。
And the time of gathering on the Sabbath would last about 3 to 4 hours.
那每一个犹太人，包括小孩子啊，都必须戴上一种小圆帽，称为 kippah 或者呢 yarmulke。
Every Jewish male, including children, were required to wear a round hat, which is known as a kippah or a yarmulke.
Kippah 或者 yarmulke.
A kippah or a yarmulke.
这是犹太人对上帝表示敬畏的一种方式，因为他们认为必须戴着帽子，不可以直接以头顶天。
For the Jews, this was considered as a sign of reverence for God. Because to them, they must wear a hat. Because the heads must not face the heavens.
在安息日聚会的时候，这个要求就更加的严格。
And this requirement was stricter during the Sabbath gathering.
因此一些所谓叫做正统的犹太人，认为他们自己很正统的犹太人，并就会在这个小圆帽之上再加上一个大的黑帽子，还有呢穿着带穗子叫做 zizit 的黑袍头发两边呢还特意留着两缕的卷发。
Which is why some so-called Orthodox Jews would add a larger black hat over the kippah, and they would wear a black robe called a zizit, and they would leave their long side locks hang by the sides of their heads.
现在已经到了安息日的中午时分。
And it is now noon on the Sabbath.
安息日在会堂里的聚会已经结束了。
The Sabbath gathering in the synagogue had just ended.
耶稣就带着新进刚刚呼召来跟从他的门徒，分别是两对的兄弟，雅各和约翰，西门和安德烈，从会堂里面出来。
And Jesus was coming out of the synagogue with his disciples, whom he had just called out, who were the two groups of brothers, James and John, Simon and Andrew.
按照犹太人的习俗，一般他们在安息日的聚会结束之后，一家人一般是在一起用餐。
It was the Jewish custom to have a family meal after services at the Sabbath.
请你注意这里说，西门彼得或者你也可以说是四个门徒就将耶稣接待到他的家里面去了。
It's worth noting that Simon Peter, or we can say the four disciples, had brought Jesus to Peter's home.
那彼得的家离会堂有多远呢？
Then how far is Peter's home from the synagogue?
彼得的家离会堂大约只有45米到50米的距离。
Peter's home is about 45 to 50 meters from the synagogue.
如果走路的话呢，前后不超过一分钟。
And it's only a mere minute's walk.
那顺便说一下，彼得在加百农的家后来成了初期教会的一个聚会的地方。
On a side note, Peter's home in Capernaum would later become a place of gathering for the early church.
而现在彼得之家呢已经被考古学家所发掘出来。
Archaeologists had excavated the remains of Peter's home.
那在当时的这个会堂之上呢，现在已经建了一座教堂。
and there was a church being built upon the original synagogue.
那这个呢，就是彼得之家，彼得的家的这个遗址。
And these are the remains of Peter's home.
所以你看到这个是原来会堂的地方，所以前后呢，大概你看根据可以这个根据这个人的大小，你来判断一下，一般就是45米到50米的距离。
And that was where the synagogue was originally was. So you can actually estimate that the distance between the synagogue and Peter's home was roughly 45 to 50 meters.
大概还没有这里到那个交通灯的距离。
And it's probably less than from here, from this hole to the traffic light intersection.
从彼得之家的这个遗址上来看，这是一个相当规模的建筑群。
From these remains of Peter's home, we can tell that this is a rather complex building structure.
Rather huge complex.
是一个相当有规模的建筑群。
里面呢有好些的房间，有几个储藏间，甚至有几个厨房。
Yeah, the interior had several rooms.It has several storage rooms and even several kitchens.
这说明这是一个大家族合住的一个建筑群。
This showed that this was a complex that housed a large family.
这就说明为什么彼得的岳母和他们住在一起的原因吧。
This was probably why Peter's mother-in-law was living with them.
我再重新说一遍。在聚会结束以后，彼得就把耶稣接回到他的家里面去。
Allow me to repeat this. After the gathering in the synagogue, Peter brought Jesus back to his home.
今天有许多的人仅仅把耶稣留在了教会聚会的地方。
Today, many leave Jesus at the church service.
也就是说，在他们的生活当中根本就没有耶稣的同在。
Which means Jesus isn't in their lives.
有时候一家人在来教会聚会的路上或者在车里面仍然在彼此的计较和吵架之中。
Sometimes families can be fussing and fighting with each other in the car on the way to church.
但是当他们到停车场的时候遇见教会的其他成员，他们就会随机应变。早上好，感谢主，今天真好。
And then when they pull up to the parking lot and see another church member, they would say, "Oh, good morning. Praise God for this wonderful day."
在接下来的一两个小时之内，他们会戴上基督徒的面具，讲一些基督徒所讲的属灵黑话。
And for an hour or two, they would wear their Christian masks and talk Christian jargons like Christians.
但是当他们回到家里之后，他们就会脱下基督徒的面具以及他们星期天的服装。
But when they get back home, they take off their Christian mask along with their Christian clothing.
我们心里会对自己说，嘘，好在又一个星期过去了。
And would say to him or herself, "Whew, I'm glad it's over for another week."
你知道吗？圣经对于这样的人有一个称呼。我想你都知道，叫做假冒为善。
Do you know that the Bible has a word for that? And I'm sure you know it. It's called hypocrisy.
耶稣曾说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Jesus had once said, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
但是当耶稣来到加百农的时候，彼得就将耶稣接待到他的家里去了。
But when Jesus came to Capernaum, Peter offered him hospitality at his home.
请问你是否将耶稣当作尊贵的客人，在你生命作为你生命的主，接待到你的家里面去呢？
Allow me to ask, do you invite Jesus to be the honored guest as the Lord of life?Into your home.
我知道有一些教会的成员在组织崇拜结束之后 回家的时候，他们似乎呢，或者宁可他们把耶稣留在聚会的地方。
I know some church members seem to leave Jesus at church when they go home.
一周内的六天，他们有着不同的态度，使用着不同的词汇。
Six days a week, they have a different attitude and use a different vocabulary.
但是在主日，他们就衣冠楚楚地来到教会，显出一副圣洁虔诚的样子。
But on Sunday, they dress up and act holy and religious.
蒙恩的人啊，请允许我再次重申，圣经对这样的人有个称呼，叫做假冒伪善。
Dear beloved, please allow me to repeat. The Bible has a word for that, and it's called hypocrisy.
在这里顺便说一下，其实西门原来不住在加百农的。
On a side note, actually Peter originally did not live in Capernaum.
按照约翰福音第一章四十四节告诉我们，原来彼得这位后来被称为彼得的门徒，就是西门，原来是住在伯赛大。
According to John chapter 1 verse 44, Simon, who is the apostle later known as Peter, he had originally lived in Bethsaida.
是后来呢才搬到了加百农去居住。
But he had later relocated to Capernaum.
这显然是因为他是做打鱼生意的原因。
This was obviously for the sake of the fishing business he was in.
当然这是一个小小的注释而已。
But this is just a side note.
彼得将耶稣接待到他家里面去了。
Peter offered hospitality to Jesus at his home.
我们也应该邀请耶稣进入到我们的家庭生活，进入到我们个人的生活里面。
We also ought to invite Jesus into our home and into our daily life.
对于重生得救的基督徒来说，事实上耶稣正在我们的门外叩门，期待着进入到我们的家庭，并且给你带来极大的改变。
In fact, for us Christians,Jesus is knocking at our door and expecting our offer, and it will make a real difference in your home.
因为启示录第三章二十节，耶稣说：“看啊，我站在门外叩门，若听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。”
Because Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me.
当西门将耶稣接待到他自己家中的时候，三十节告诉我们，西门的岳母正害热病躺着。
When Simon brought Jesus to his home, Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her.
听清楚吧，这里上面说一下，作为一个脚柱，既然西门彼得有一位岳母，那说明他有一位妻子，对吗？
By the way, as a footnote, since Simon Peter has a mother-in-law, then it means he has a wife, right?
那么这对于天主教的人来说，这是一个很大的一个问题。
And so then that's a real problem for the Roman Catholic.
因为天主教坚持说彼得是头一任的教皇，并且坚持说他们的教皇、他们的神父都不可以结婚。
Because the Roman Catholicism insists that Peter was the first pope and insisted that the popes and priests be unmarried.
圣经没有提到关于彼得妻子的事情。
The Bible had never mentioned about Peter's wife.
是 never， 只是没有提到，没有具体的事情。不要紧，我们是从哥林多前书第九章第五节得知，在早期教会的时候，彼得常常带着他的妻子，也就是他的妻子经常陪伴着他一起在各地侍奉。
Although we only know from 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 5, where it indicates that Peter's wife had accompanied him during some of his ministry work in the early days of the church.
虽然教圣经里面没有谈到具体的关于彼得妻子的事情，
although the Bible did not give details about Peter's wife，
但是我们相信她肯定是一位非常美好、非常出色的女性。
But she must have been a wonderful and remarkable woman，
因为在初期教会有两个人，就是我们管他叫初期教会的教父，留下了关于彼得和他妻子的一些个事迹。
Because two early church fathers left writings about things about Peter and his wife.
这两个人分别是亚历山大的格利勉以及该撒利亚的优西比乌，这两位初期教会的教父留下了关于彼得和他妻子一同殉道的记载。
These two, who are Clement of Alexandria and Eusebius of Caesarea, these two early church fathers wrote that Peter and his wife were martyred together.
也就是说，彼得的妻子是和他一同殉道。
Which means Peter's wife was martyred together with Peter.
彼得被强迫着看着他的妻子在他的之前被行刑。
Peter was made to watch as his wife preceded him to the place of execution.
格利勉还特别记载了，当他被压着走向生命终结的时候，彼得呼喊着他的名字，对他的妻子说，要记得我们的主。
Clement had also stated that as Peter's wife walked to her death, Peter called her by name and said to her, Remember our Lord.
当然这是后话。
But of course, this took place later.
这个时候呢，当耶稣进到彼得家的时候，西门的岳母正害热病躺着。
And now as Jesus entered Peter's home, Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever.
路加从一位医生的角度，他在路加福音第四章三十八节说，西门的岳母害热病甚重，这是中文的翻译，原文是他正在发高烧。
From a medical doctor's view, Luke had said in Luke chapter 4 verse 38 that Simon'smother-in-law was ill, and that was in the Chinese translation. But in the English translation, in the original translation, it means that she was ill with a high fever.
圣经历史学家告诉我们，在当时的巴勒斯坦地域流行着三种不同的热病，其中以疟疾最为常见。
Church historians tell us that there are three kinds of fever prevalent in Palestine in those days.But the most common was malaria.
因为加利利周边的沼泽地带为传播疟疾的蚊子提供了理想的繁殖场所。
Because swamplands at the ends of the Sea of Galilee had provided excellent breeding grounds for the malarial mosquitoes.
而疟疾感染那个时候却常常伴随着黄疸病，这就更加加增了病人的痛苦。
Such affliction was often accompanied by jaundice and was distressing to those who had suffered from it.
很显然，西门的岳母所得的不是一般的低烧、小小的发烧，而是相当严重的高热。
It is clear that Simon's mother-in-law was ill not just from any fever, but from a rather seriously high fever.
热病的严重足以使西门的岳母无法做任何的事情，只能躺在床上。
And it was so serious that Simon's mother-in-law could do nothing but lie in bed.
第三十节告诉我们，他们就立刻，这里又一个立刻，他们立刻将这事告诉了耶稣。
And verse 30 tells us that and immediately, and here's another immediately. Immediately they told him about her.
当然耶稣也即刻做出了回应。
Well, Jesus responded immediately too.
三十一节，耶稣近前拉着他的手，扶他起来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。
And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them.
他怎么医治西门的岳母呢？
How did Jesus heal Simon's mother-in-law?
他就扶着他的手起来，他就好了。
He simply took her by the hand and lifted her up, and she was well.
当然呢，路加福音第四章三十九节，路加医生特别加注了一个说明。
Dr. Luke had given details in Luke chapter 4, verse 39.
在那里，路加医生特别说，耶稣站在他旁边，顺着那热病，热就退了，他立刻起来服侍他们。
Luke added this detail saying,And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them.
哇，你注意到了没有？就像耶稣斥责污鬼，污鬼就听从了耶稣，从所附的那个人身上出去了。
Wow, do you see this? Just as before, when Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, and the spirit obeyed Jesus and came out of the person.
现在耶稣斥责热病。热病就听从了耶稣，立刻离开了西门的岳母。
And now Jesus rebuked the fever, and the fever obeyed Jesus, and immediately it left Simon's mother-in-law.
热就这样退。
It left her.
这就叫我们看到耶稣不有着掌管灵界的绝对权威，他同时也有掌管物质界的绝对权威。
Jesus had total sovereign control over the spiritual will and total sovereign control over the physical will.
他不单赶逐了污鬼，现在他可以医治人身体的疾病。
Not only did he drive the unclean spirits out, he even rebuked the fever.
只要他吩咐，无论灵界，无论物质界，甚至包括人身上的疾病，都必须立刻服从。而离开。
He commands, and regardless of anything in the spiritual or material world, including physical illnesses, there is instant compliance.
我们不知道西门的岳母病了多久。
We do not know how long has Simon's mother-in-law been ill.
但是他病的严重程度使得他不得不躺在床上，或者在床上躺着。
But it was serious enough to put her to bed.
然后耶稣近前拉着他的手扶他起来，热就退。
And Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her.
并且他立刻，这里又是另外一个立刻，他立刻起来服侍他们。
And immediately, note this, another immediately, and immediately she rose and began to serve them.
这个侍奉原文呢 diakono 就是说他立刻起来做服侍的工作，侍奉的工作，换句话说就是 即刻可以给他们做午饭。
To serve in the original Greek diakono, which means immediately she got up to serve them. And how did she serve them? She made them lunch.
这句话应该说是整个事件最重要的说明。
And this should be the most important comment in the whole event.
请你仔细想一想，每次当你发高烧之后，哪怕你吃了药，高烧开始退去的时候，
Think about this. Every time you have a fever, and even when you have taken medication and the fever begins to subside,
你会怎么样呢？你会仍旧感到很虚弱，通常还要休息一段时间，甚至睡一觉，才能够逐渐的恢复体力。
How would you feel? You still be feeling weak, and you still need to rest or even sleep off for at least a small period of time before full recovery.
但是现在，西门的岳母高烧一退，立刻就可以起来服侍他们。给他们做午饭。
But now Simon's mother-in-law's fever had left, and she was able to get up immediately to serve them by making them lunch.
不单是炎症消失了，高烧已经退了，病症已经没有了，而且他还可以立刻起来做服侍的工作。
The infection was gone, the fever was gone, the symptoms were gone, and she is up to serve.
这就告诉我们，耶稣基督医治的全能是何等的完全，何等的超越。
This tells us the completeness and the transcendence of the power of Jesus Christ in his healing.
西门的岳母不需要到处去告诉人他已经得了医治。
Simon's mother-in-law didn't need to tell everyone that she was healed.
因为没有任何其他更好的方法比侍奉基督侍奉他的人更能够证明他已经完全得了医治。
There is no better way that this woman could prove her healing than by serving Christ and those who follow him.
今天假如你我的属灵生命得到医治，当我们的罪已经得到耶稣宝血的洁净之后，
Today, if we indeed had received healing to our spiritual lives, and when our sins have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus,
我们向全世界宣告耶稣在我们生命当中所做彻底改变工作的最好的方法就是投身侍奉他。
Then our service to him is the best way that we can declare to the world the radical change that he has made in our lives.
因为我们被拯救的目的就是使得我们可以侍奉我们的主。
Because we are saved to serve our Lord.
我再说一遍，请注意，那些真正得到真正经历到耶稣救恩的人总是非常主动地去侍奉主服侍教会。
Please take note that those who have truly experienced the grace from Jesus will always actively serve the Lord and his church.
假如你明白圣经的真理，
If you understand the biblical truth,
你应该明白路加福音第一章74到75节清楚地告诉我们。
Then you would understand what Luke chapter 1 verses 74 to 75 tells us.
那里告诉我们说，叫我们既从仇敌的手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前，在主的面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
And for behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy.
No, that's wrong.
Okay, that's right. 很可惜，有许多基督徒不知道如何拼写侍奉。是，他们只知道拼写侍奉我们 service.
Serve us. Sadly, many Christians don't know how to spell service. They spell it as serve us.
听到没有？你听懂了吗？很多基督徒不知道怎么拼写 service， 他们只知道拼写 serve us。
Many Christians don't know how to spell service. They only know how to spell serve us.
三十二节，天晚日落的时候，有人带一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，何城的人都聚集在门前。
That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick and all oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door.
三十四节，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him.
很显然，耶稣医治西门岳母的事情已经传扬开了。
Clearly, this matter of Jesus healing Simon's mother-in-law had already spread around.
那犹太人的一天是从下午六点钟开始，一直到第二天的下午五点五十九分。
For the Jews, a day begins from 6 p.m. to 5:59 p.m. the next day.
但因为那一天正好是安息日，所以一直到傍晚安息日结束了以后，人们才开始涌到耶稣的跟前。
Because that day was a Sabbath, which explains why the people started to flood to Jesus only after the Sabbath had ended in the evening.
路加医生对这一段这一时间的这个事件的平行记载是在路加福音第四章的第四十节。
In a parallel record in Luke chapter 4 verse 40,
路加福音四章四十节特别的说明，日落的时候，凡有病的人，无论害什么病，都到耶稣那里，耶稣按手在他们个人身上，医好了他们。
Dr. Liu has said that when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hand on every one of them and healed them.
请注意，耶稣不是治疗病症，他直接就医治好了他们，医治好了每一个到他面前来的人。
Take note that Jesus didn't just treat illnesses. He healed them immediately, and he healed everyone.
或许有人会想，今天耶稣是否还用同样的方法呢？
Then someone might wonder whether Jesus would use the same method today.
我可以非常坦率地跟你说，耶稣在世界上的时候行这些神迹，为的是证明他是谁。
I can tell you that when Jesus was in the world, he did these miracles to prove who he is.
为的是叫当时的犹太人，包括我们今天读圣经的人，清楚地认识他就是弥赛亚。他就是宇宙的主宰。
That is for the Jews and us today who read the Bible to know that he is the Messiah, the Lord of the universe.
然而现在耶稣已经完成了十字架救赎的工作，复活升天，坐在父神的右边。
But now Jesus had already completed the saving work on the cross. He was resurrected and had risen back to the right side of God the Father.
今天人们所需要的不是仅仅身体的医治。
What people need today is not just physical healing.
更重要的是透过基督宝血的拯救，得到生命的重生。
More importantly, they need to be reborn by the precious saving blood of Christ.
今天，耶稣不是要你从是否得到身体的医治来证明你就是跟随他的门徒。
Today Jesus is not going to prove your discipleship based on whether you are physically healed or not.
错。耶稣不是要你从你身上是否得医治来证明你是不是他的门徒。
Jesus doesn't want you to prove whether you are his disciple through your physical healing.
耶稣在临上十字架的时候对他的门徒说，我们必须是从是否遵行他的话来证明我们是否爱他，是否是跟随他的门徒。
We are to prove whether we love and follow Christ as his disciples through whether we obey his word or not.
约翰福音十四章十五节耶稣说，你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令。
Because Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 15, If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
约翰福音十五章第十节耶稣说，你们若遵守我的命令就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了父的命令常在他的爱里。
In John chapter 15 verse 10, Jesus said, If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
现在让我们回到马可福音第一章。
Let's come back to Mark chapter 1.
第三十四节，马可又一次提到了耶稣赶出许多的鬼，不许鬼说话，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
In verse 34, Mark once again said that Jesus cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him.
我想至少在这里有几个方面的真理需要我们特别注意的。
I believe that there are two aspects of truth that require special attention from us.
第一，耶稣不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
Firstly, Jesus did not permit the demons to speak because they knew him.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
每一个听见福音的人都有责任根据自己所听见所看见的对耶稣做出正确的认识。
It comes to each of us who hears the gospel and observes Jesus to make the right conclusion about him.
假如你愿意认真地接受圣经关于耶稣的记载，
If you take the records of Jesus seriously,
耶稣是神的儿子，他来是要透过他的牺牲来拯救罪人的证据已经非常的充分。
And the evidence that he is Son of God coming to save sinners through his sacrifice is clear enough.
历史上曾经有人亲眼目睹耶稣医治人的病痛，赶逐污鬼，行神迹。
There were people in history who saw Jesus heal, cast out demons and perform miracles.
曾经或许这些人曾经亲眼听见耶稣布道，但是他们仍然选择不信他。
And there were people who heard him speak and still would not believe.
这些人并不是因为缺少证据才没有信主，他们是对自己真正得救的需要缺少对耶稣坚定的信。
These people did not believe in the Lord not because they lack evidence, but it was because they lack the conviction of their own need of salvation.
我要这句话非常重要，请你允许我再说一遍。这些不信的人不是因为缺少证据，乃是他们对自己得救的需要缺少对耶稣坚定的信。
Please allow me to repeat this. These people did not believe not because they lack evidence, but because they lack the conviction of their own need for salvation.
真正的问题不是在于圣经上的记载，而是人们心中对神对福音的抵挡。
It's not the words in the pages of scripture that is the problem. It's the inner resistance in our hearts.
我们不需要魔鬼来告诉我们耶稣是主，因为神的话已经有充足的证据。
We don't need demons to tell us Jesus is the Lord, because God's word is evidence enough.
你还记得耶稣所讲的财主和拉撒路的比喻故事吗？
Can you still remember the parable of the rich man and Lazarus?
财主说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的，如果有一个人从死里复活的话，到他们那里去，他们必要悔改的。
The rich man said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.
还记得亚伯拉罕如何回答吗？
Can you remember how Abraham replied?
亚伯拉罕回答说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是圣经，就是一个人从死里复活，他们也是不听劝。
Abraham replied, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, which is the scriptures, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.
所以这是第一个方面，耶稣之所以不许鬼出生，因为我们不需要魔鬼来告诉我们耶稣是谁。
And this is the first aspect. Jesus did not allow the demons to speak because we do not need the demons to tell us that Jesus is Lord.
第二，但愿所有重生的基督徒们都清楚宣扬耶稣基督救赎的恩典以及赞美神的权柄是属于我们的，不是世界，也不属于魔鬼。
Secondly, let all the regenerated Christians understand that it belongs to us, not to the world, not to the demon, to declare the redemption of our Lord and the praises of our Lord.
彼得前书二章九节，彼得清楚地告诉我们这些基督徒。
Peter tells us Christians in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9,
唯有我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫我们宣扬那出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But only we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light.
你看见没有？这个权柄是属于我们的。
Can you see that this authority belongs to us?
这个拒绝神的恩典的这个世界，以及堕落的天使，根本就没有任何资格宣扬神的荣耀。
This world that had rejected God's grace, together with the fallen angels, are not qualified to proclaim the glory of God.
我们都知道教会是基督的身体。
We all know that the church is the body of Christ.
是神所呼召、所拣选、所认领的儿子们，是神从世界里面分别为圣出来，要磨练成他儿子模样的一群人。
Is God's sons whom he has called out and adopted and separated from the rest of the world to be conformed into his son's likeness.
只有教会，只有神的儿女才有资格献上神所喜悦的祷告、赞美以及宣扬的信息。
And it's only from the church that God accepts with pleasure her prayers, praises and declarations.
我相信当我们听到拒绝我们、反对我们的人在公开的场合讲说关于我们的好的信息的时候，
I believe that when we hear someone who rejects or opposes us speak publicly about our good news,
明知道他们所说的是违心的谎言，我相信你的心里面不但不喜悦，反倒会生出厌恶来。
And in knowing that what they say that are lies, not only will we be not be pleased, we will even be disgusted.
更何况你我尚且如此，更何况全然圣洁、全然公义的神呢？
If that is the case for us, then how much more for our holy and righteous God?
箴言书21:27这样说。
Proverbs chapter 21 verse 27 says this.
箴言书21:27说，恶人的祭物是可憎的，况且他存恶意来献呢。
Proverbs 21 verse 27 says this. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with evil intent?
所以耶稣不要魔鬼出声。
Therefore, Jesus did not allow the demons to speak.
最后我必须重申，尽管我们的主耶稣有绝对的全能，可以医治人身体的病症。
Lastly, I must reiterate that while our Lord has the absolute power to heal physical illnesses,
然而那不是耶稣来世界上的根本的目的。
But that was not the ultimate purpose of our Lord when he came into the world.
关于这一点，我们下个礼拜会详细的跟大家解释。
We shall explain more on this next Sunday.
但是今天我在这里要稍稍的说一下。
But I need to mention this today.
耶稣有绝对的医治权柄。耶稣的医治对他绝对没问题，那是毫无疑问的。
Jesus has the absolute power to heal, and that is not a problem for him. Please make no mistake for that.
因为基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这才是最最重要的。
Because Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, that is the most important.
他所要医治的是被罪所影响所控制的属灵病症，并且要人得以完全。
He specializes in healing souls that have been afflicted by the disease of sin and making them whole.
今天世界上的人所最大的需要不是身体的医治。
Man's greatest need today is not for the healing of the body.
人们最大的需要是灵魂要得到医治。
Man's greatest need is for the healing of the soul.
假如你今天你的灵魂没有得救， 你还是那个世上的人。
If today your soul is still not saved, you are still lost.
我再说一遍，如果你今天灵魂没有得救，你还是那个世上的人。
Allow me to repeat this. If your soul is still not saved, you are still lost.
你比任何得了晚期癌症的人更加糟糕。
You are in worse shape than a person with terminal cancer.
你比任何得了艾滋病的人更加糟糕。
You are in worse shape than a person with AIDS.
你比人类历史上任何一个身得重病的人更加危险。
You are in worse condition than any person with any physical disease in the history of the world.
因为你的罪，你注定要下到地狱去。
You are doomed by your sin and you are headed for hell.
因为你的罪，注定你要下到地狱。
You are doomed by your sin and you are headed for hell.
因此你必须得救。
Hence you need to be saved.
只要你愿意来到耶稣面前为自己的罪悔改，接受他就是神所预备的主和救赎主。
And only if you come to Jesus, repent your sin and accept that He is the Lord and Savior by God for your soul,
他就会医治、救赎你的灵魂，使你得以完全。
Then He will heal you today and make you whole.
那天日落的时候，凡有病的人，无论害什么病，都到耶稣那里。耶稣按手在他们个人的身上，医好他们。
On that day, when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them.
毫无疑问，这当中有些人信靠耶稣，不仅仅病症得医治，以至于他们的灵魂得救。
No doubt some of these people, not only were they healed physically, but they had believed unto salvation.
但是这些人当中也有很大的一部分仅仅是来利用耶稣的。
But there were others who were there just to use him.
这样的情形一直到今天仍旧一样。
The same is true about people in our days.
世界上大多数的人根本就无视耶稣，而仅仅是为了得到他所赐的福气。
Most people are content to take his blessings while they ignore him.
他们呼吸着他的空气，吃着他的食物，喝着他的水，生活在他所创造的世界里面。
They breathe his air, eat his food, drink his water, and live in his world.
但是他们却不要耶稣来管理他们。
But they do not want him to rule over them.
今天有许多到教会里面去的人，仅仅想要得到一个，按照现代的中国话，大家都很熟悉的叫什么？备胎。
Far too many people go to church today are simply looking for something as what we know today as a spare tire.
他们将神像备用胎那里那样放在自己生活的后备箱里，直到他们的生活当中遇到了车胎漏气。
They throw God into the trunk of their life until they have a flat tire situation.
然后他们将神从后备箱里面拖出来，直到事情变得好一些。
And then they drag God out and use him until things got better.
然后他们再一次将神，我们把这个加引号，这是他们自己的神，又将神收起来，继续放到他们的后备箱里。
And then they hide him, who is their own God, away again.
这样的人根本不认识圣经当中那位自我启示的神。
Such people do not know this God who reveals himself in the Bible.
这样的人实际上用拜偶像的方法来对待圣经当中的神。
Such people are treating this God in the Bible in the same way as they worship idols.
请注意， 神的存在并不是让人在有需要的时候来利用它。
Please take note of this. God does not exist just so he can be used by needy people.
神之所以让我们今天还活着，
The reason for allowing us to exist still today,
他要我们爱他，敬畏他，敬拜他，以及侍奉他，无论我们的生活带给我们是怎样的处境。
For us to love him, to treat him with reverence, to worship him and to serve him, regardless of what life brings to us.